How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we're going to be talking about the possibility of using a backpack as a mask at school. And we have two return guests to Grady Nation to discuss this. My next door neighbor's son, Shane. Shane, how are you?
Hi, my name's Shane.
It sure is. Hi, Shane. And also, financial advisor Frank Bastard. Frank, how are you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That wasn't really a greeting, but it will have to suffice. Now, Frank, you're a return guest. You've been on several times, as has Shane. This time, we're going to be talking about a recommendation that you've made regarding backpacks for this coming year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of people are scared that their kids are going to potentially get sick from other kids, or maybe even the teachers, the bus driver, you know, the lunch lady. Or am I allowed to say lunch lady? I mean, it could be a guy giving out the lunches.
You could say the dining staff.
The what?
Good Time Stomlado, you know that there are men, women, and people who identify as not necessarily one of the two genders working in schools giving out food.
So you're saying that someone who might have had a surgery to chop off a hot dog is passing out hot dogs to students?
All right. Can we just focus on the idea of Frank's?
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple. It's something where, in order to save money and to enhance the safety of your youngster, just go to a local store and buy a $4.99 backpack. And cut a few holes where the kid's nostril will be. And the backpack could serve as a mask for your young one. And if they wear the mask backpack all day, they're going to be safe.
Okay. So if I get this right, you're saying that if a parent purchases a backpack, any old backpack, a low-price backpack, that they will be able to cut holes in the backpack so that the child can still breathe, but that they will be safe from getting anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's something where, you know, a child might forget to put on face mask that's made with a scarf or a piece of clothing material, but they're not going to forget their backpack.
Okay, Frank. This reminds me of that time last year where you had suggested that instead of buying one of the $160 armored backpacks that were being released into the market, that parents can buy a backpack for $5 and fill it with tinfoil and tell the kid that that's a armored backpack. And so essentially lying to their children that they're safe. And this kind of sounds like a similar situation. I mean, how can you guarantee that a child with a backpack mask is going to be safe?
Well, I mean, a backpack is, you know, pretty sturdy, and it's something where if a child wants to learn and has peace of mind that they're not going to get sick, they can make a special mask backpack where they put the backpack over their head.
This sounds very, very strange because, I mean, how is a young one supposed to breathe?
Yeah, that's right. How am I supposed to breathe?
Shane's asking a question that I think a lot of young people will be asking, is that a backpack can be fairly large, and if you tell a kid to put a backpack over their head, I mean, what if they suffocate?
Oh, you're just fear-mongering, and you're trying to make parents afraid, and I think that you're putting poison out there when there's already enough bad stuff being said, making parents afraid, making the young ones afraid, and I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
That's right, my friend, yes. I did a survey.
Oh, God.
I did a survey of 12 parents that were having a PTA conference at a local Starbucks.
At a local Starbucks? Why were they having a PTA conference at a local Starbucks?
Well, it was a buy one, get one free night. And, you know, times are tough. And so you had six parents buy a coffee drink. And the other six parents got a drink free.
Oh, God. Okay, so can you just give us the results of the survey?
Well, it's a matter of parents saying that they want their kids to return to school. And they believe that if there is something available where there is a mask covering, that the students will feel secure. They'll be able to complete their studies. And I think this mask backpack idea is a home run, is a grand slam.
Yeah, that's right. I totally agree, Dale.
Well, you might be the first person on Earth to agree with anything that Dale Pine says.
I don't understand. I mean, if I have a backpack over my head, where does my lunch go? Where does everything else go? I mean, what if there's a protractor in my backpack and I poke my eye out? What about a ruler? I could poke my eye out. What if I have a pencil and I poke my eye out? There's a lot of danger in school supplies when you think about it.
Well, I mean, you could practically poke your eye out with anything. I mean, Chris Thomas, I mean, the host of the show, didn't he poke his eye out with a vibrator once?
No, I did not. I mean, and you should not be talking that way around a youngster.
Yeah, my mom says that talking that way is bad. You should not be saying things that are of a dirty nature.
I apologize, and, you know, if you could tell your mom that I would like to blow out her back.
Will you cut it out? Okay, so this is something where Frank Bastard is recommending that parents pretty much make a homemade mask out of backpacks. I don't think this is going to work. I mean, some of the things raised by Shane about potentially poking your eye out, totally valid. The suffocation aspect, it just seems very strange, very bizarre. This is, in my opinion, worse than your fake armored backpack idea.
Well, I think you're just jealous because you know, I'm a pretty well-to-do individual, and I can afford a lot of Chinese food.
What?
Well, you know, I just love Chinese food, and, you know, all the savings that a parent's gonna make with this backpack mask idea, they can go spend money on Szechuan chicken, chicken teriyaki, chicken fried rice, General Tso's chicken. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
You know, you say that every time, and not everyone has this bizarre fixation with Chinese food, especially now in this era where people have some, I have to say, resentment towards the country of origin of that food.
Oh, so you're saying you're going to boycott Chinese food now? Wow, you are, you're a shameful guy. I mean, that's something that someone who is a bigot would say.
Yes, that's right, my friend. Yes, and if there's one thing that we should get out of this, it's that Chris Thomas is a world-class bigot.
Oh, no. You know, I think this conversation has come to an end. No more character assaults. And the idea that a child is going to spend 6 to 8 hours with a backpack over their head might be the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I mean, how could I see anything? And also, I mean, what if I trip? What if I trip and hit my head?
Well, you don't exactly have brains to lose.
Oh, okay, Frank. You know, you can't talk to Shane that way. That's not good.
Well, let's just say that, you know, Shane seems to be one of those young ones that would do well in an audition for A Life Goes On reboot in the role of Corky.
You know, good times, Tom Lido. You should not say anything like that. That's uncalled for. And Shane, you did say something about wanting a special backpack. You did say that before the recording started.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking that a lot of boys my age would like a Deborah Burks backpack. Dr. Deb Burks. With a scarf on her neck and very beautiful hair and eyes and lips.
Okay, Shane, I'm not sure that a 13-year-old guy, 12-year-old guy, 11-year-old, 10-year-old is going to be proud wearing a backpack with Dr. Burks on it. I'm not really following that.
See, I told you that he was kind of a quirky type.
Good times. Don't. Just stop. It was just an idea. And he has ideas. He's a youngster. Just let him have his ideas.
Yeah, I think it would be good that the local school lets us have a Sonic for lunch.
Okay, maybe Frank and Good Times make a good point.
What's that supposed to mean?
We'll check in with you later, Grady Nation. Thanks for listening.